following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well. Hey, today we are going to talk about something that's been rising over the last decade or so. I know I've seen it a lot, and especially being in ministry and working in youth ministry and seeing trends and fads kind of come and go over time. I'm starting to see this new thing happen, and this is a little bit different than some of the fads of before, and it's something that we all need to be aware of. So let's go ahead and let's pray, and we'll get into it. Father, I thank you for today. I pray that you guide us as we just remember who you are, and as believers, we just have a moment of encouragement as to how we are to now live in the culture that we live in. In your name, amen. All right, so here it is. This is the thing that's been happening over the last decade or so that's been growing. That is not entirely bad. It's not entirely wrong. And that's the idea of deconstruction of the Christian faith. I would say Christian faith with air quotes, because I'm going to really challenge that idea of what people are really deconstructing when they deconstruct their Christian faith. Now, this is popular with millennials, Gen Y and Gen Z. And I believe that millennials, my age group, if you put me in that category, I'm like at the older limit, I think, of that category. Gen Y and Gen Z are very good at deconstruction is because they grow up in a culture and a school system that really promotes critical thinking and challenging of wit. And that's actually what's happening a lot now. There's a lot of challenging taking place, which is not a bad thing. Remember, C.S. Lewis used to talk about how university in the past used to be about 20 men getting together and challenging each other's wit for 4 straight years. It's how you sharpen each other. When you challenge each other's wit or challenge each other's position on something, it is not wrong. It's actually a good way to sharpen your mind. Paul would talk about having your faculties trained to discern between what is good and evil. And that's something as believers, we should welcomely open the challenging of our wit. And for some of us, if that's a little scary, it might be because we need to be challenged a little bit more often as to how we stand or where we stand on certain subjects. Well, millennials, Gen Y, Gen Z, they're really good at doing this. And it's not entirely wrong, like I said. What's happening, though, is that there is this deconstruction of the Christian faith, as I said, which is not really a deconstruction of the Christian faith. It is a deconstruction of Christian culture. And let me explain the difference between the Christian faith and the Christian culture and give you a word of encouragement to be very mindful as to what you are building your faith upon, making sure you want it to be built upon the right things. All right, here's the difference. There's, on this side of the screen, we're going to say there is Christian culture. And over here, we're going to say there's Christian faith. Christian culture is actually, there was a big rise of Christian pop culture in the later 90s and early millennia, and that would be the rise of Christian bands, Christian bookstores like C28, it was like a cool, hip Christian skate club store, Christian jewelry, Christian companies that you get to buy your Christian trinkets from and all your Christian stuff. And there is Christian clothing brands, Christian cliches, what would Jesus do bracelets, not of this world, bumper stickers and logos. And there is an entire industry out there that is the Christian culture industry. And that's Christian culture. And there's a lot of money to be made in Christian culture. And there's a lot of platforms that people have within Christian culture. Well, over time, Christian culture, just by the nature of what it is, because it is a culture, really pulls a lot of people into it. And a lot of people experience Jesus through the lens of their current culture. And that's how, you know, it's how a lot of people first start off. They come into faith, is that they kind of get hooked in with a cool band, or they get hooked in with something that's neat or fun or exciting. And they get drawn into faith in their understanding of God. But here's the problem. Christian culture is all about the bands that you listen to, the stores that you shop at, the companies that you promote, the jewelry that you wear, the t-shirts that you wear, the cliche phrases that you say. That's Christian culture. That's fun. And if you have been a part of that for the last, 20, 30 years or however long, every culture, every generation has a certain cultural makeup to their Christianity. That's cool that you've been able to be a part of that. And there's been a lot of enjoyable experiences and a lot of art and a lot of music and a lot of wonderful things that have come up, out of that. But here's the thing. Unfortunately, is that culture over time is what some people have built their faith upon. They've built their faith upon a certain culture, a way something looked, a way something sounded, a way something, smelt or felt in a way. And that's a Christian cultural idea. Now, a lot of people have built their faith on that. And as time goes on, there's a lot of other people, younger generations, that are deconstructing collectively, who's ever a part of that, our cultural approach to Christianity, poking fun of it, taking it apart, and ultimately saying, I don't want anything to do with your culture, and they walk away from the church. They want nothing to do with that Christian culture because they look at it as being, well, it's cheesy or it's cliche or it's not entirely virtuous as it should be, or it doesn't really promote the message of Christ. It just promotes a cultural idea. Well, that's Christian culture, and that's all about who, like what we are doing. Well, then there is really Christian faith, and Christian faith is different from Christian culture. Christian faith, it comes from understanding the core doctrine of the Christian faith. It's a proper understanding of the scriptures. Understanding this is that the faith, Christian faith, has transcended many cultures all over the planet. It's been around for thousands of years, gone through times of peace, gone through times of war. People have died protecting the truth of the scriptures, of the gospel. It has the power to change governments and countries. And I've said this before, it's incredibly powerful just based upon what it is. It's what we know to be. The true knowledge of life comes from scriptures, the true understanding of who God is, how his spirit works, who Jesus is, and how that has the power to transform lives and teach people how to live rightly. Well, in order to understand this message, that is what we would say, well, that's the true doctrine of the Christian faith. And unfortunately, over time, as Christian culture has risen, Christian doctrine has kind of gone away. And many people have built their faith upon a Christian cultural idea. And there's a little bit of doctrine in there, but maybe some of the core doctrinal beliefs of the Christian faith have kind of gone to the wayside. Maybe they're not as important as what, we don't think they're as important to teach, as what maybe Christians believe they once were. Well, now we live in a time where Christian culture is being deconstructed. And right now, I think that there's a rise among many of those that are walking truly and fully with Jesus that are saying, whoa, wait a minute. We need to return to really focusing on the basic doctrine of the Christian faith and getting people back to the basics and making sure that they're grounded in their faith. There was a time that Christian culture didn't really exist as much. And it was really just you went to church because you got to teach or you got to learn the true doctrine of the Christian faith, and you were truly grounded in the teaching of the Word of God and what the Word teaches all of us. Well, we do that in our children's ministry on Wednesday night. We focus on spiritual foundations, which is just a way of saying we teach basic Christian doctrine in a fun way to children because it's very important. Here's my encouragement for you today, and this video may be a little bit longer than normal. My encouragement for you today is similar to the video I did a couple weeks ago when I was up in the mountains in a little prayer chapel, is to challenge you to say, to look at your faith, be willing to look at the things that you hold as to how you follow Jesus, and ask yourself this question. When you approach God, do you approach him because you have a strong foundation and understanding of his word, meaning that you actually understand the core doctrine of the Christian faith and you're really challenged spiritually? Or do you follow more of a Christian cultural idea, meaning that if something doesn't look a certain way, smell a certain way, you know, appear, sound a certain way to what you're familiar with your Christianity, what is your faith really built upon? Is it built upon a core understanding of the scriptures, or is it built upon a cultural idea of the scripture? And I would warn you is that as you deconstruct and maybe examine your own faith a little bit today, really be willing to challenge yourself to say, you know, what are those things that I hold that I must have, you know, the things that remind me of my childhood or my youth or, you know, that cool hip song that I really like. What are those things? And if do I rely more on cool music, cool brands, certain cliche phrases, or do I really rely more on the proper understanding of the word? Now, if that's scary to you a little bit, say, well, that's kind of a big question to ask myself. Well, you should be asking yourself because, I mean, we're talking about the substance of life here. This is what it's all about. And if you need help, maybe really exploring some of the core teachings of Christianity and how to kind of make the, you know, to differentiate between just Christian culture and true Christian faith, you know, you should come to Refuge. Take our Rooted class, which we're starting, and it's actually going now. Mike Rogers is doing our Rooted class, and I would really encourage you to get signed up and to get plugged into that, as it will give you a good foundational understanding of the scriptures, of how to read the scriptures and what the scriptures actually teach you. Because as we go forward in the next 5 and in the next 10 years, I guarantee there's going to be a lot of tearing down of Christian culture moving forward from those on the outside of the church. And then I even believe in many healthy ways from those on the inside of the church, there's going to be a lot of challenging of some of the Christian culture, Christian stereotypical ideas as we get back down to the core teachings of what the scripture teaches us as who we are to be and not just what are we to do. Now, I'm going to end with this. Colossians chapter 1, we see Paul put this argument out there and why we shouldn't be afraid to deconstruct some of the Christian cultural ideas. He talks about everything has been made through Jesus, for Jesus, by Jesus, to the glory of Jesus, that he may have the preeminence or the supremacy. He is the author of life. He is the constructor of life. He is the one that has ordered it. He is the one that has made it. And so as we deconstruct ideas, I guarantee if you ask the deep enough questions, you will ultimately just arrive back down to Jesus. And Jesus himself, when he came, God in the form of a man, and began his ministry, Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount, what we see there is that Jesus himself is the ultimate deconstructor of cultural ideas as he helps people return to an understanding of the core essence of faith, of what it means to truly follow God, to acknowledge who God is, to admit that we need forgiveness of our sins, that he is the only one that is the door to the Father that is in heaven and is by the nature of the filling of his spirit in our heart and in our mind, that we are to be people that reflect the very goodness and the glory of God in all things that we are and who we are being in our mind and in our heart and in our attitude. And when you really, really look at how Jesus presents it in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, you really get to see, wow, there's a core teaching, a core understanding, a good place to begin laying the foundations of faith. So, all right, hopefully that wasn't too much for you guys today to think about today. It's just something that's been on my mind recently. Make sure that when you talk about following Jesus, you're not talking about recreating memories of the past, and you're not trying to recreate what you are familiar with. Remember, when it comes to following Jesus, remember it is about holding to the doctrine, the teaching, the principles, the spiritual truths of the scriptures, what the scriptures teach us. You have to hold on to that. You cannot hold on to your cultural ideas. If your cultural ideas become your faith, once your culture is no longer cool anymore, guess what? No longer, your faith will no longer be cool either. And unfortunately, I would challenge us if that really was faith, or if you were following Jesus just because it was a cool thing to do for a period of time. Let's not be Christians that are Christians because it's cool for a period of time, but we're Christians because we truly understand that it is the core teaching and truth of life is found only in Jesus, that the glory of God was made known to us in the face of him. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. I love you guys. I'm praying for you. And together, as we move forward in the future, let's be just united, bonded in love, being willing to challenge each other. And let's hold on to the core doctrine, the true teaching of Jesus, and make sure that we're really grounded in that. All right. Refuge has stuff here if you need help in understanding that more and what that means. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that I